Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County Extension and Outreach Regional Director Ann Torbert. So the Iowa State Fair has officially kicked off, and while that doesn't have too much to do with Dallas County in the way of it's not held here, but exhibitors from the Dallas County Fair, whether they were exhibiting the wide variety of animals or they had a static exhibit, they get to go up and participate in the Iowa State Fair. So could you just walk us through a little bit of the process of how someone gets from the Dallas County Fair to be able to go up to present and compete at the Iowa State Fair?
Well, let's start on the animal side to begin with, since that's one of the big things that happens at the Iowa State Fair. For our local 4-H'ers who are exhibiting animals at the Iowa State Fair, they had to make entry for those animals. Usually it's about July 1st when those entries are due, and they do not have to pre-qualify at our local fair in order to have their animals on display and participate in the different shows at the Iowa State Fair. So they simply make their entry by July 1st and follow the various rules and, you know, structure that Iowa State Fair has set up. When it comes to, though, our kids who showed exhibits in the building, we call those static exhibits, or if they were in the communications area or in any of our clothing events, those kids had to qualify in order to have their exhibits at the Iowa State Fair. So our judges, we went through building judging day. They were allowed to select a little over 40 exhibits to advance to the Iowa State Fair. And for our 4-H'ers who have that opportunity, they need to have at least completed fifth grade in order to have those building exhibits on display. The other part to know about the building exhibits, they have already been evaluated again before the Iowa State Fair opens. So when folks from Dallas County go to the newly renovated 4-H building, they will see our exhibits again with different blue, red, or white ribbons, and depending, there may be special judges selections as well. For our 4-H'ers who have communication exhibits, they will be presenting their work again for judges, and those will also be re-evaluated as well. And for our clothing folks who may have done clothing selection or $15 challenge, those young people will also learn some of clothing kinds of hands-on experiences. They will model their outfits again, and they are also re-evaluated.
Now, kind of in terms of the competitions that took place at the Dallas County Fair, it was nice to get back onto the fairgrounds and see all the people coming out and enjoying the events. But for these 4-H'ers and these youth that took part in the Dallas County Fair, you know, how important was it for them to take part in the county fair before they went up to the Iowa State Fair?
Well, I think especially in the static exhibits, you know, they heard feedback from the judges, and many times we encourage our members that they should take that feedback from the judges. If it is simply rewriting a section of their paperwork, to do that. If it is, you know, fixing a small error that they may have had, but the quality all around was really good, they need to fix that error. Because many times our judges that we have here for Dallas County, sometimes you actually see them again reevaluating at State Fair. So it's important to make sure that if the judge gives a suggestion, that you do it. It's really important.
Speaking to the experience as a whole, you know, a lot of people view the entire fair experience to include not only their respective county fair, but also, of course, the big Iowa State Fair, which is currently going on for the next little over a week now. How does it feel for Dallas County Extension staff to be able to see all of the exhibitors come out to the Dallas County Fair and you get to see their static exhibits or their animals and to know that they're going up to the Iowa State Fair and representing Dallas County?
You know, I think it's a big sense of pride for our staff here. The fair for us is, I would say, one of our pinnacle events, but folks also need to know, you know, we build relationships with our 4-H'ers throughout the year. It's not just at the fair. We're also making sure that we're providing educational experiences for our 4-H'ers and for all youth in Dallas County through, you know, we just got done having a great partnership program with the county naturalists here. And we had lots of kids outside canoeing, learning how to kayak, how to start fires with flint. So, you know, the fair for us, while it's a big thing and our staff staff enjoy seeing our volunteers succeed as well as our members succeed. We're providing that education year-round for all kids in Dallas County.
Now, kind of speaking in reference to the Iowa State Fair, are there any differences between the competitions at the Dallas County Fair opposed to the Iowa State Fair? You know, for example, are there any differences in judging, or does it all pretty much work the same?
It should all really work the same. Our judges here, and as well as the Iowa State Fair in the 4-H department, have gone through judges training, which is led primarily by our youth development specialists. And we offer training. It's usually on a 2-year or 3-year cycle, so that judges, you know, if they're really good in one area, they can attend another training to expand their expertise in a second area. But we're really trying to work on sandwich learning is what we call it. So when we evaluate exhibits, we take a look at, you know, what's one thing that the member has done really well? What's one area in the exhibit that could be strengthened? And then we also try to find a second different area where the young person has done a really nice job. Could be in the quality of the write-up, could be in the quality of workmanship, could be a whole host of things. But in general, it should be pretty standard judging from the local area to state fair. There should be some consistency.
Now, what do you hope the youth from Dallas County, those 4-H'ers, those FFA'ers here from Dallas County, what do you hope they get out of their experience at the Iowa State Fair?
You know, I hope there are opportunities for them to realize, given all of, you know, the pandemic situation, that they can be resilient. And I would say, you know, we want all of our kids to be resilient when it comes to dealing with tough stuff. And for many of our kids, you know, this year has been tough stuff. In the same light, you know, they've learned that they can be resilient teaching that steer how to lead, or, you know, ripping out the hem on a skirt 3 times before they finally got it right. We want them to have that, you know, can-do attitude and can overcome hard stuff mentality, as well as, you know, we hope that they take a moment to thank those club leaders who encouraged and nurtured them along the way throughout this past year too.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to Dallas County representatives at the Iowa State Fair this year?
I just hope that folks, you know, take time, make sure to go check out the new 4-H building. It has had a lot of renovations. I think folks will find it a wonderful place to see the work of our kids, as well as, you know, visit some of those shows. You know, our kids need people to be the folks who cheer them on as they're leading that steer in the ring or showing their rabbit. All of that is important. And, you know, our kids do really well when they have supportive adults around them.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Extension and Outreach Regional Director Ann Torbert. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.